This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The firefighting pilot who died yesterday in a crash while fighting the Gold Mountain Fire was from Canada. CPR's Tom Hess reports the death marks the fourth during this wildfire season in Colorado.
56-year-old Nicholas Dale of British Columbia died Sunday when his helicopter crashed into Silver Jack Reservoir, according to the Gunnison County Sheriff's Office. Dale was working on fire suppression efforts for the Gold Mountain Fire burning near Ouray. His death comes just over 2 weeks after three other firefighters were killed battling the Snyder Fire in Mesa County. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
A new incident management team will take over command of fighting the largest fire in Colorado, the Aspen Acres Fire near Pueblo. Northern Rockies Team 6 will be on site today shadowing the outgoing Alaska Complex incident management team. It will officially take over command tomorrow. In Washington, lawmakers have passed a bill aimed at improving federal information sharing with local authorities. The bill would create one point of contact between the Department of Homeland Security and local law enforcement. Here's Representative Gabe Ebbins from Fort Lupton, who sponsored the bill.
This bill streamlines coordination between law enforcement agencies, enhances information sharing mechanisms, and reduces duplicative actions.
The bill passed via voice vote and now heads to the Senate. Colorado is not seeing any outbreaks of a common intestinal parasitic disease that you may have been hearing about. It's called cyclosporiasis. You can get it by drinking water or eating food contaminated by a parasite. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ned Kalange, says Colorado has recorded about 90 cases so far this year, which is what would be expected in a normal year.
It's always a good reminder to wash your produce and clean it off. It's a good activity all the time.
During 2023, 264 cases were reported in Colorado. This is CPR News.